Nolte, Vance, Time to Talk About Broadcast Networks Violating FCC Public Interest Rules. By John Nolte on September 26, 2025. Vice President J.D. Vance says it is time to look into whether America's broadcast networks violate the FCC's public interest requirement. These broadcast companies, ABC, NBC, CBS, they enjoy the public airwaves because they serve the public interest. Vance said, and then he added this, so I actually think that we should be having a conversation about whether these companies are serving the public interest. He added that this conversation has nothing to do with the Jimmy Kimmel issue, because nothing happened to him. How does it serve the public interest for NBC, CBS, ABC, and PBS to serve as blatant super PACs for the Democrat Party? Because that's what they've become. On any one of those four broadcast networks, where do you go to hear conservative opinion? Where do you go to hear support for Donald Trump? Nowhere, because it doesn't exist. PBS has even watered down the late William F. Buckley's firing line into a cuck establishment show. How does that serve the public interest? By any objective standard, it doesn't, which violates FCC guidelines. Take ABC. Using our airwaves, ABC hands 2 hours of network time every weekday to The View and Jimmy Kimmel Live, which are two undiluted and unanswered hours of left-wing propaganda where we are slandered as murderers, Nazis, and fascists without rebuttal. I'll ask again, how does that serve the public interest? Every morning on ABC, CBS, and NBC, it's 3 hours of left-wing morning news shows, followed by a nighttime broadcast of left-wing news. On the weekends, we are propagandized by their current affairs Sunday shows like Meet the Press and 60 Minutes. How does that serve the public interest? President Trump won a resounding victory in 2024. So I ask you, who is employed on any one of these four networks to represent the beliefs of the majority of the public who voted for him? That cuck Margaret Hoover who hosts Firing Line? David Brooks, who appears on the PBS NewsHour? Give me a break. That's as close as all four networks come, two Trump haters representing the political right. How does that serve the public interest? It doesn't, and we all know it doesn't. Further, we have all known it doesn't for decades. And now that Republicans hold power, it is time to finally do something about this outrage. CNN and MSNBC can do and say whatever they want. That's cable. The government does not and should not regulate cable. The public does not own anything having to do with cable. That's free enterprise. We do, though, own the very, very, very valuable airwaves. And it is outrageous that multinational corporations like Disney, ABC, Paramount Skydance, CBS, and Universal are allowed to use and abuse and exploit our airwaves free of charge to demonize a majority of the public. What we've seen happen to the broadcast networks over the decades is the perfect example of slow boiling the frog. These outlets have become worse and worse, more insulated in their left-wing bubbles, more and more hostile towards conservatives, more hostile towards America, and more hostile towards everything that makes Western civilization the only hope for mankind. My post-Charlie Kirk assassination mantra, peaceful, legal, relentless, merciless. Whatever the FCC can do legally and peacefully bring about an end to NBC, CBS, ABC, and PBS, it must do. Conservatives are always reluctant to engage in such things. We're wired to live and let live. So, we need to adjust our thinking here and understand that our own airwaves are being weaponized against us, and that this is a contractual violation and an FCC violation. And if this group of Republican lawmakers won't do it, we need to find those who will. John Nolte's first and last novel, Borrowed Time, is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.